Benjamin Franklin said, "Lost time is never found again." And never has this ever been as true as it was when I spent 6 hours this past Saturday deep diving celebrity legal battles. Side note, if you need to know about conservatorships, I'm your girl. And I'm not trying to say that you shouldn't ever get lost reading your favorite book or in your favorite hobby or binge watching Netflix or scrolling through TikTok. It's when these actions start to take the place of the things that we need to do for our home or business life that they become an issue. That's why on today's episode, we are going to discuss what time blindness is, how people with ADHD perceive time a little differently than our neurotypical counterparts, and some strategies that you can employ to help you with time management. All of that on today's episode of the ADHD Mompreneur. Welcome to the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lingo. I'm a mom and entrepreneur with over a decade of experience in both. I also have ADHD, so I know firsthand how difficult it can be to navigate the neurotypical world as a mompreneur with a neurodivergent brain. And since you've probably already stopped paying attention to this boring introduction, let's go ahead and jump into today's episode. Time blindness is generally defined as the inability to sense when time has passed and estimate the time needed to get something done. Neurobiologists have come to believe that the ability to perceive and estimate time is linked to levels in your prefrontal cortex in the brain. Studies like the one I linked to in the show description show that the prefrontal cortex in people diagnosed with ADHD tend to have a weaker structure and function. And can you guess what else happens in the prefrontal cortex? Executive function. And time management involves all kinds of executive function, like organizing, focus, task switching, motivating yourself to start or finish a project, and pulling yourself out of hyperfocus. So while suffering from time blindness or struggling with time management aren't necessarily a diagnosing criteria for ADHD, it's no wonder that many of us ADHDers struggle with it. Another contributor to our ADHD time battles is the way that us ADHDers perceive the passage of time. Dr. Russell Barkley describes how people with ADHD split time into just two categories. There is now, meaning something that needs to be done immediately. It has a due date. It is something that interests you. It's something that you really want to do. So it is going to happen now. And then there's not now, which is something that is beyond our radar. It's something that's happening in the future. It might have a due date, but that due date is so far away that there are a bunch of other things that you want to get done before that happens. You just don't need to worry about it right at this moment. You may have also read about or heard the term time horizon, which describes how close that future event needs to get to you before it switches from being not now to now. In other words, we often wait to take action, even on things that we really want to do or are really excited about, until they get to the point where they absolutely must be done now, or it might even be too late. This also helps us to understand why many of us with ADHD struggle with goal setting or planning. I'm reminded of a yearly planning workshop that I was part of a few years back, which was part of a very expensive business coaching program that I was in. And this was also before I had an ADHD diagnosis, so I didn't really understand my brain, and neither did my coach. When I described to my coach the struggles that I was having planning numbers and marketing for 3 and 6 and 9 months out, she called me out in front of the group and said that I didn't want it enough or that I wasn't trying hard enough. And needless to say, I was pretty mortified and probably had a little bit of RSD flare up. Because I was trying and I did want to do the work. I wanted to see the success that the other women in the group were seeing. I just could not get my brain to answer these questions. This is one of the experiences that influenced my desire to work exclusively with ADHD business populations because I wanted to be a voice and have understanding for the people out there that maybe have been in these business coaching programs before and had a coach that, with the best of intentions, just didn't understand the struggles that we have. I wanted to provide business owners with a toolkit that would cater to their unique ADHD brains rather than trying to shove a square peg inside a round neurotypical hole. And speaking of toolkits, I want to wrap up today by giving you some strategies to help support your ADHD brain when it comes to time management, time perception, and time blindness. And thanks to the discovery of neuroplasticity, we now know that we can change or rewire our brains with daily experiences. You might have heard the term neurons that fire together, wire together. This means that the more often you practice a stimulus, the stronger the neural connections are going to become in your brain. In other words, you don't have to just accept that because you have ADHD, you're going to lack in time management skills or that your time blindness is going to prevent you from reaching the goals that you have. And some of these strategies might look a little different than what you might find if you just Google time management ideas or look up a YouTube video about time strategies. And that's okay. Think about the end game. If it means that you are going to feel more confident or feel more productive or have a better chance of reaching your goals, does it really matter how you got there? So, my first strategy to help you with time is to actually time yourself doing tasks. So often we underestimate how long something's going to take or overestimate. So, we talk ourselves out of it because we don't think we have enough time, or we tell ourselves we have plenty of time, but we don't actually have it. So, the best thing to do is actually time yourself posting on social media or time yourself doing the dishes so you have a better idea of how long a task actually takes. Next, if you frequently find yourself getting into a hyper-focus hole, try creating a playlist in a certain amount of time. So, this would be like a 30-minute, a 60-minute, and a 90-minute playlist. And when that playlist ends, you know that the time that you have to work on that particular task or project is done. Another way that you can limit the amount of time that you spend on a particular task or project is by using what's called the Pomodoro technique. And this is where you set a timer for 25 minutes to work in a focused manner and then take a 5-minute break. Then you come back, set that 25-minute timer again, and then a 5-minute break. Back and forth for 4 Pomodoros until you take a little bit longer break. The idea is that it kind of tricks your brain into being able to work in a focused manner because it seems like such a short period of time and you know that you have the reward of a break after 25 minutes. Another way that you can help to prevent time blindness or getting stuck in hyperfocus is to set alarms or reminders that a transition is coming up. So this is something that I often do in the mornings when we are trying to get out the door for school. I'll set some reminders or some alarms on our digital assistant device that will go off 15 minutes before we need to leave, 5 minutes before we need to leave, and then when we need to be walking out the door so that we can make it on time. And if you feel like you're just going to ignore the reminder or the alarm, you can try changing up different sounds. You can try recording voices that say, like, "Hey, get your shoes on so we can get out the door, man." Next, this may be one that you've heard over and over, but I promise if you adhere to it, it will work. And that is to schedule something that you need to do on your calendar like it is an appointment. So this creates that now moment that us ADHDers need because it is now part of our daily calendar and we need to follow through and do said task when we've said we were going to do it. Another strategy with your schedule to help you with both time perception and time blindness is to add margin around your tasks. So rather than saying, I need to be to the doctor's office at 1 o'clock, you would put the appointment at 12:30 because that's the time that you need to leave for that appointment. So rather than saying, I need to be someplace at 1, you are training your brain to leave a half hour before so that you can arrive in a timely manner. Next, you may hear people talk about seeing time or watching the passage of time and how us ADHDers struggle with that. And one way that you can really help to actually see time is to replace any digital clocks that you have in your house with an analog clock. This is a great way for you to actually see 15 minutes, a half hour, a full hour, and so on, rather than time just being arbitrary numbers flipping on the face of your phone. Next, it's really important for you to identify something that could distract you or suck your time into a hyper-focus hole. Next time you find yourself in one of these situations where you've gotten distracted or you've spent far too long doing something that is inconsequential when you really needed to be doing something else, make a note of that and then use that information the next time that you need to sit down and do focused work. I'll say it again, awareness is power when it comes to ADHD. So if you can be aware of what distracts you or what sucks your time when you need to be focusing on something else, you are more likely to be able to stop that behavior in the future. And finally, if your time management struggles feel like they are too much for you to do on your own, think about finding an accountability buddy. This can be somebody who can check in with you when you're supposed to be working to make sure that you are focusing on what you're supposed to be focusing on. This could be somebody that could body double with you, either in person or online, so that you can work side by side, but not necessarily on the same task or project. This could be a coach that you hire that will check in and say, Hey, Christy, I know you really wanted to be working on X, Y, and Z today. I wanted to see how things are going because obligation can be a great motivator for people with ADHD. It may take you a little while to find your groove or what works specifically for you when it comes to ADHD and time perception and time blindness. But I promise you, things can get better. I'd love to know if there is a time management strategy that you employ that I missed today, because I'm always on the lookout for something for myself or for my clients. So be sure to comment below or leave me a voicemail at the link in the show description if you have some time management strategy that you would like to share. I'll be back next week to talk about rejection-sensitive dysphoria and how to deal with it as an ADHD business owner. So make sure that you're following me or you're subscribed so you don't miss any episodes. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the ADHD Mompreneur podcast. If you're a business-owning mom with ADHD, you're going to need to grab my free, customizable, essential checklists for ADHD mompreneurs by visiting bit.ly/checklistsforADHDmompreneurs or by following the link in the episode description. To keep up with my latest episodes, make sure you hit the follow or subscribe buttons. And do it now, before you forget. Until next time,